It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Coach Raheem Morris for stopping by. Good stuff from him. Look, confident, yes. Disappointed in the performance on Sunday? Absolutely. And somebody said, Dukes, you know we had a bad special teams day. I know that. I wanted him to tell you that.
Right.
I wanted him to tell you what he's told his team. I know. We have talked to you guys. But this is why we come. We want to hear from the head coach. And so when he says, hey, terrible day special teams-wise, we give a big return, we miss kicks, yeah, we got to be better. Mike, he talked about also the plays that were missed. And that's what these games come down to, guys. That's why it's so maddening. Sacks, interceptions, you had plays in your hand, and they just slip away. And then when the clock runs out, Mike, and we go, how did we lose this game? It's
right.
Those moments we've been talking about. Cannot have those moments Sunday night and expect to win on the road against Minnesota.
Yep. And you heard the coach. A lot of guys want to know what's going on with the Koo situation. We're just talking with Dave Archer and talking about Parker Romo from McIntosh High School and a PTC. Apparently a big leg, Carl. So, again, playing in spring football and having some cups of coffee and getting invited to other camps and playing for the Vikings for a couple of games. So, we know the guy's got NFL experience. We'll see where it goes. Coach Rob was, I thought, was pretty forthcoming about Koo, and it's in his head now. Sounds like it's in his head, combination of the mechanics, but that's what I took from it. Not to put words in Coach's mouth, but that's where it seems like it's going.
Well, look,
it's almost like you need like Smoltz's old sports psychologist from back in the day.
I think it's a hard place for Coach to be in. I think he knows. But if he comes on, Mike, and says, well, yeah, it's mental, we're screwed.
Right.
Because then you certainly – I don't trust him right now, but you certainly are going to trust him because you just heard the coach say that. Mechanics are fixable. I said this with the conversation I had over the weekend with the great Matt Bryant, and he was like, oh, yeah, you can fix that. That just – you gotta get out there and work on those things. But if it's mental, it may be a while. And that was like his words. I said, okay, great. Is it concerning? Yes, but maybe not as concerning. But, Mike, I want him to go 3-for-3. Look, this is going to sound crazy. First drive, if it bogs down and it's a 50-yarder, kick it. I want to see. There's no reason why we should be waiting till the end of the game to figure out whether Koo's got it or he doesn't. So every chance I get Sunday night, let's kick this thing and see. If he goes 3-for-3 or whatever and we lose the game, we're going to feel a lot better.
Right.
Of course, we'll feel better about a win. But if we somehow are winning and or losing late and, Mike, you run him out there, how petrified are you going to be at the end of the game if you haven't kicked it before that point?
And as you know, you and I were talking about this off the air. There's just nothing worse than when you're in this situation. We hope we're not going down this road. Because, you know, after Matt Bryant left the Bucs, they went through a period of having just tons of terrible kickers.
That's right.
You know, it was kind of like one of the knocks on the Bucs was, you know, before Brady got there, they just, you know, obviously didn't worry about that. But it just, they would lose games because of a bad kicking situation. I just hope we have this stabilized, and if they do find a way to go with Romo, that maybe this guy is going to be something, a breath of fresh air, and is solid. But, you know, it's like I said, Koo has been good. He's in a weird place right now. And all kickers, save for a few, Carl, seem to go through this. I don't remember Morton Anderson ever having anything like this, or a Justin Tucker, or any of the greats, you know, until the end of the career when obviously the wheels came off for Justin Tucker last year because obviously he had some distractions in his life.
Massages. Yeah, I agree.
That's specifically, yes.
That's what happened with him. 404-726-0929. We're live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. Divine Diablo's going to join us. This news just coming in as, again, teams getting back to work around the NFL, including ours, who practice today. Drake London, the other news guys, practice today. Okay? Good news. He was on the field. That means he's potentially trending to play on Sunday, but Ra would not say that specifically at this point. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy did not practice today due to his left shoulder and toe injuries. He's got two injuries he's dealing with. And then Shanahan came out and said, this could be a multi-week injury. So Purdy could miss month. He could maybe miss a month. We don't know. 3-4 weeks. And all of a sudden, everybody's going, all right, what's this mean for the 49ers?
So it's shoulder. It's nothing to do with this. Remember that ULR bracing thing, right?
He's got a shoulder and a toe injury.
Okay. is Big Toe, and he is the big toe of that team. So we'll see where they go. You know, this
Matt Jones is the backup.
You and I have always talked about not believing in him and giving him that contract the way the Giants should have given it to Daniel Jones, or the Cowboys, in my mind, should have given it to Dak. But we'll see where that goes. We will see San Francisco. That's in October. I think it's the weekend of the 19th out there at Levi's.
Yeah, it's interesting. And again, the other news that we're interested in is what Kevin O'Connell said, and that is the Vikings head coach, in regards to his injured players, his two linebackers. Blake Cashman has a hamstring. He's already out a few weeks. And then he admitted today that Andrew Van Ginkle is also in the concussion protocol. Two big pieces on the defense that may probably won't be there on Sunday night.
Right, and you guys by now know that you're not going to have Jordan Addison out there because he's suspended. And, you know, this is where a game where all of a sudden you're like, okay, things are going to level out a little bit.
Yeah.
And now just a matter of, can we establish the run? Again, we talked about it with Coach. He nodded. We talked about Brian Flores with aggressive packages. They're going to try to confuse Michael Penix Jr. Hopefully Michael Penix, from his experience, I know college is different. We know that. But as he says, he's played in big moments. He's handled what the Commanders threw at him in just his second start.
He did.
As a pro, for the most part. You know, one pick, we still think that was a missed route. So hopefully he handles his business, man. We were just talking. Dave Archer poked his head in our Ticketmaster studios. We were just talking about some of those turning points. Coach talked about it, and we mentioned it. You know, Caden Ellis normally makes that play, gets Baker on the ground, the drop picks. You know, in the game in Tampa, it was A.J. Terrell with the interception and Jesse Bates with that fumble. In this game, we don't get those turnovers. And Arch was just breaking it down schematically what happened, where Jesse Bates has a tendency to kind of move inside the red zone on that receiver to block off going in. They had it, they schemed it, and they got it open for a touchdown. That's good coaching.
He did exactly what they thought he would do.
Right, but that's hopefully the kind of stuff that Zach will try to do against what Brian Flores gets, a little aggressive with his packages.
Yeah, when Arch came on, and he joins us on a weekly basis, by the way, Wes is going to join us coming up here in less than 7 minutes from now, so make sure you stay tuned. The voice of our Atlanta Falcons, his thoughts on the game, Michael Penix, and much more. But he was describing this earlier in the week, Arch was, about Jesse and those tendencies. And again, just like Jesse scouts these guys, they scout him. You know, he picked off Derek Carr a couple of seasons ago, took it to the house for a pick six. We asked him after the game, how did you know? He was like, oh, I knew he threw that route. He was going to throw it. He jumped it. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't, and it didn't on Sunday for us in that particular situation. Hey, I want to remind you, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30. Just $30 for your first year. That's $2.50 a month, guys. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are awaiting Divine Diablo. We're going to talk to him. Also, we'll get to Wes Durham, and Mike's got some guy talk on the way. We'll get you caught up on the latest all across the board when it comes to the Falcons. A lot of stuff coming down today, and we'll let you hear from our offensive coordinator as well.
Yeah, man, and we were talking about it with Coach, and we had fun because we always joke around with stats of zeros for losers. But, yeah, man, there are numbers you can look at and say, hey, you know, we got guys where they're getting close this game. We did affect the quarterback, as Arch brought up yesterday on our program. But, you know, as Coach said, you got to get home. Period. Because then we get fired. Either way, you're getting back to that old Mike Smith argument. Sacks don't matter. Yes, you can move the quarterback off the spot, but when the game was on the line, we needed that dude on the ground.
Well, what's funny is then let's not talk about pressure rate at all, right?
But that's the way I feel.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, either you get the quarterback on the ground or you don't. Yes, I understand two things can be true. You can force the quarterback into mistakes.
Yeah.
And Baker made mistakes, and unfortunately we didn't capitalize on by not getting those interceptions that we came up close on.
The only reason, and it gets back to this, and because Coach was like, we had the third or fourth highest pressure rate, and he pointed that out in our interview with him, which he's right. I mean, you go around the league and you start looking at this and you go, okay, what's that mean? It's not like we had five sacks on Sunday. But I also think it's an evaluation of the rookies. When you're talking about James Pierce or Jalen Walker, how do you compare these guys when, in fact, they are not getting sacks? What are they doing? How close are they? What does it mean for the defense or the offense in that down and distance situation? So I get the statistics as far as the metrics are concerned, but I'm always a results guy. I mean, I don't care what you tell me. Like, at the end of the day, guys say, I'm a great golfer. Okay, then I go out with you and you shoot a 98. You know, I'm like, you're not that good. So
right.
at the end of the day, it's results. And I'm with Raw on that. But then let's not talk about this pressure thing that everybody's caught up in.
Right. You know what's so funny? It's like I mentioned the one had all the baseball nerds going crazy talking about like exit velocity. Exit velocity is a very important part of the sport these days. Yeah, I get it. You know, when the ball goes 20 rows deep in the seats, great. Exit velocity 107. Fantastic. But, I mean, to me, I hate the over-reliance on the metrics and the analytics. I understand
it's too much.
There's a place for it. And to me, the PFF stuff, it just you're shoehorning something. In football, it's just as simple as the eye test, and the tape doesn't lie. The one phrase, and it's true, and it's cliched, fast twitch when you're evaluating talent. Does your guy have it? If he doesn't, he's probably not going to be a star at the next level. But everything else to me is just window dressing. You know, either you catch the ball or you don't. You know, when they show those Amazon ads with the graphics, and he ran 22.5 miles. Did he get to the end zone? I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Kerry ran as fast as a cheetah. Kerry's beep, beep, road runner.
Sports science.
I mean, this to me is all lost stuff. I mean, just give me the results. Because baseball, there's the journey, and people love the stats. Football, the only thing that matters is the freaking Lombardi trophy in your hands.
Yeah. Well, look, baseball's always just been a numbers game. Football has just recently in the 20, right. 25 years become that.
And I just don't like where it's going.
It hasn't been that.
And you know, we've talked about it, what Dede brought up earlier. Nothing against the NBA. Look, the guys are going to – you're going to shoot your shot, literally and figuratively. But it just makes for the aesthetic, Carl. It's tough sometimes to watch when guys are just clanging 53-point attempts.
Clang!
You know?
Clang, clang.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One end to the next. That's not what you and I watched.
Yeah.
Damn it. I want to see a baseline jumper. See an intermediate J. Nobody does that unless you're from Europe.
Coming up, we are going to get a chance again. Divine Diablo is going to stop in. Guy Talks on the way. Wes Durham, are we doing him right now? We're going to do him right
Wes
now?
Wes Trueham.
We'll talk to him next. Stay right there.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.